Okay, welcome everybody. This is Doug Pruden, author of the Mars Ascendant science fiction series. Today I have a huge treat for you. I managed to get my quantum radio fixed, and I contacted none other than Mel Destin, heroine extraordinaire of the Mars Ascendant series. She agreed to give me a bit of her time for a brief interview for the benefit of you, her fans. Some of you may be wondering how I've managed to interview a fictional character. Well, surprise, I'm a writer. I can do anything. So, welcome, Melanie Destin.
Thanks, Doug. It's a pleasure to speak with you today. This is a surprisingly good connection. You're as clear as a bell.
My technical team worked all night to get the radio up and running for today.
Well, they did a magnificent job. I'm surprised you were able to reach me. Not too many people have my number, so to speak.
We are talking science fiction here, Mel.
Yes, I suppose we are. I sometimes forget that.
Since I don't know how long this connection will last, if you don't mind, I'd like to get on with the interview and ask you a few questions on behalf of your fans.
By all means.
Let's start with the latest book, Legacy of Mars.
Yes, I thought you might start there.
How do you feel about the evolution of your character in the fourth book?
Wow. I didn't think you'd start there. Well, let me see. I think I definitely grew into the role you put me in. When I started out in the book, I really didn't know where things were going to go. At one point, I thought you were going to kill me off.
You're far too popular a character for me to do that. My wife would have killed me had I killed you.
She sounds like an interesting woman. I'd love to meet her.
Her attitude isn't unique. Based on a lot of the letters and reviews I've received, people love you, Mel.
That's gratifying. As I recall, I wasn't all that lovable in the first novel. What the hell were you thinking when you first wrote me? I certainly like how I end up in this new book.
I wanted to create a character that conflicted people a little bit. After all, not everybody's perfect. Making you a bit of an anti-hero was, admittedly, an experiment. It looks like it may have paid off, though.
Well, all I can say is that I seem to have evolved. I noticed in the latest story, in an earlier draft, you cut back on my cussing.
Yes, I actually got some complaints about that from my beta readers, so I put the cussing back in.
So you made me as fucking foul-mouthed as ever. Thanks a lot.
Yes, that's the one aspect of your character my wife doesn't particularly like. I'd like to talk about another issue you touched on a moment ago. Death. How did you feel about my killing off Dylan in the third book?
I thought that was a real asshole move on your part. Who the hell do you think you are? George R.R. Martin? I was just getting fond of Dylan. He was pretty good in the sack.
But did it motivate you to accomplish what was needed in book three?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But did you have to break my fucking heart like that? And then what you did to me and the kid in the newest book? Talk about an emotional roller coaster.
Let's not get into too many spoilers here. The book isn't released yet.
Really? What the hell? You finished it, like, I don't know, before Christmas or something?
I finished your part. I needed to beef up some of the supporting cast a bit.
Like that bitch, Apollonia? What dark recesses of your mind did you dig her up from?
How do you think she compares to Regis Mundi, your antagonist in the first three books?
He was just, you know, woohoo, Looney Tunes crazy. I guess that's what made him so dangerous. The bastard was capable of damned near anything. Apollonia seems to have some scruples, or at least a noble intent to her twisted actions.
What do you think of Adriana's evolving character?
The little shit is an interesting character. Of course, she is my clone, so I'd expect that sort of thing. I think because of the different background you gave her, she will do things differently than I. Do you have plans for her in the future?
You could say that. I'm giving the series a rest while I work on a new one.
That explains why my contract wasn't renewed. Am I out of work?
Oh, you're far too interesting a character to put out to pasture yet. I have some ideas for you. Maybe a spin-off series. I don't know yet.
You certainly have enough places to go in the universe you've created. Now, if I were writing it, instead of a hack like you, I'd certainly consider a new series set on the Earth in this time frame. And then there's the Galilean colonies. That would be a cool setting. Hey, maybe you could give Danny her own series.
She might like that. I'll ask her the next time I see her.
And Felix, I really want to know more about where he came from. I mean, he's unique, right? The only synthetic human in existence. You can't leave that one hanging.
I've got a short story or two in mind about his origins. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of a book of stories of the origins for all of you guys. Would you be interested in getting younger again and exploring your past?
The getting younger part I could do, but I don't know. You want me to go through all of that shit again? I'll have to consider it. If it's the only gig you're offering...
No promises, Mel. This is science fiction. I could kill you off and bring you back, or just about anything. Nobody really dies in fiction, do they?
You certainly think a lot about death.
No, I don't.
Of course, you are old. Probably not much time left yourself. It would be only natural, I suppose. How old are you anyway?
Hey, I'm supposed to be interviewing you. What the heck is so funny?
Oh, you. I'm a fictional character. You're arguing with yourself.
Maybe I should kill you off. I think our quantum connection is breaking up. I'm afraid I have to say goodbye for now, Mel.
Okay, thanks, Doug. It's been fun. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Only if you promise to behave yourself.
If I promise, will you put me in another book someday?
Maybe.
All right. I promise. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mel.